This recording, Ontario 36, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma! Comma!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Our family used to take our summer vacations up north in a cottage on Georgian Bay. And living as we did near Windsor and going back to the late 1950s, early 1960s, that was a 2-day trip because the wide expressway style of highways didn't exist then. They were all 2-lane highways, and at least half of the distance was a dirt road. And we would start off packed. The car was a Rambler. It was a Ford Rambler, at least for some part of the 1960s, a station wagon, into which we put 2 adults, 5 children, and depending on any year, it was 1 or 2 dogs. And towing a boat behind us that contained all of the household goods that we would need for a 2-month stay up at this cottage. The preparation for the departure was a task which required, I don't know, 2 or 3 days. Laundry, preparation of food, just the whole business of transporting a miniature version of the permanent household to the cottage where we stayed for about 2.5 months. My father was working in a local factory, so in Windsor, so he had only about 3 or 4 weeks of holiday time, and he would stay with us for a week, go back home for 2 or 3 weeks, tend the garden, which was a large 1.5 acre kitchen garden, and then come back up north and spend a week or two. And in the meantime, my mother and we children stayed on our own in this cottage that had no road access. So we were isolated only to the extent that we had no road inland, but we enjoyed the isolation, swimming for 8 to 10 hours a day, fishing, playing with such friends as we could make around the bay. And when Dad was there, the big event of the day was to go fishing with him. One of us would accompany him out to Georgian Bay to catch bass, primarily bass, take the fish home, clean them, and that would be the next evening's repast.